Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, it's
Green
Chris.
Giant. Oh, wait, that's... Did you ever notice that that's like the same? Anyway.
Nope.
Maybe Green Giant and Santa are cousins.
Maybe.
Yeah. Here, do you think
Santa?
Okay.
They both have... they red and green are Christmassy colors.
I like it. Yep.
Yeah.
Both magical?
At least mythical, yeah. Yeah. You know, we definitely have one living at the North Pole. The Green Giant presumably lives somewhere warmer, so you know, you've got that, like,
I just
my cousin that
said,
lives down south.
I just realized you said cousins and not brothers, and I was like, how do we think this one works? But cousins is more.
How is cousins more?
They're probably
that's
half,
why I said, do you
siblings.
Think same dad? Because one of them's green and one of them's red.
Well, Santa's not red. Yeah. He wears red.
Right. That's different. True. That's true. That's true.
The Green Giant is clothed in vegetables.
But he's got apple cheeks.
Apple cheeks? Green
apple
beans.
Bottom cheeks. Boots with the fur.
Right.
This is about Santa.
He does have boots with the fur. With the fur. All right. Welcome back to the Beyond Sunday podcast. We're exploring how to take our faith beyond Sunday morning. This is Patrick Nazaroff. With me, as always, Pastor David Bowser.
How are we doing, Patrick?
And Lisa McCarter.
Still here. Still pretty successful.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Welcome, everyone, to the Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah.
Don't oversell it.
No, I love this. This is always a fun episode. We do fun stuff.
Yes.
Take a little lighter touch.
Yep.
You know, it's great.
Yeah. As opposed to the hard hitting news we're normally covering here.
We've done some intense topics recently. All right, we're taking a little breather.
Right. Our journalistic integrity.
Yeah. We should say before we forget, we're going to take a break next week. We will not be in your feed.
Not in your ears.
Not in your ears for that week between Christmas and New Year's. Patrick is off raising a new child. So good luck with that. Hope you're doing great. Elise and I are just off.
We're just going to have a vacation. Yeah.
So, you know.
Call
probably
us up.
Not together, but
if
you know.
You're desperate, call one of us and we'll just talk to you for an hour.
I will have
I'll
no
just
problem.
Monologue for an hour.
Yeah. I could probably do it.
Give me a topic and I'm ready to go.
I'm good. Yeah.
If I like one of my soapbox topics, on it.
Yeah. But we will be back with brand new episodes in the new year. Will it be the new year?
In the new year.
Yeah. In the new year. I don't remember when the calendar is.
maybe this is in the year. Who knows?
The next week. That's when it'll be.
When is anything?
That's
rigorous
time is
journalistic
irrelevant.
Integrity.
Yeah. Yes, we also are wearing our little elf hats,
of
which
course.
I'm sure is, you know, it's great for the podcast medium.
Exactly.
We look great.
It puts us in the spirit, right? We all just, you know.
That's true. It's a vibe you can feel.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And today we are going through, first we're going to do our news.
Okay.
I have some Christmas news.
Love it.
And then we have a Christmas carol.
Wee,
of a podcast.
I'm excited about this one.
Yes. Not that kind of Carol.
Oh.
Nor the female named Carol. occasionally male.
Yeah. Have you met a man named Carol?
On 30 Rock, Matt Damon plays a guy named Carol.
That's right. He does. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Solid choice.
Yeah.
Right. And there's definitely a dude Carol out there.
Yeah. Matt Damon.
I mean, that's a fictional character, but like there's a real guy.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are not making fun of him. No, we are not.
Of Matt Damon?
Of
that guy?
The guy named Carol.
All right, so...
I'm looking up Carol.
That was a woman?
I'm looking up here. Guy's named Carol.
Okay, you look up guy's named Carol. So we're going to talk about the Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens novel a little bit. We're going to do a little Christmas past, a little Christmas present, and a little Christmas future. Which
is
was
that the spooky one?
Well, I mean, that's when he sees his
that's
death.
That's right, the Grim Reaper is the future.
Yeah. Granted, depending on which version of the Christmas Carol you watch, the first one's kind of spooky, too. The present is always like, yay, what's going on, everybody?
Right, yeah. I like the Muppet Christmas Carol the best.
It's the
I think that's
absolutely.
Peak.
It is great.
Yeah.
I've seen so many things recently. Who's the actor who does that? He's also a Bruce Wayne's butler on Batman. What's his name?
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of things about how he like just leans in hard to like doing like an Emmy-winning performance with Muppets, and it's just fantastic.
He does not get enough credit for that.
That's great. He goes strong in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I could act opposite the Muppets too, though.
I mean, I feel like
I think they bring out the best in me.
Yeah.
I know. Like I find them very
comforting.
Yeah, and believable.
Just safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a space that we can be ourselves.
I think if I met a Muppeteer within seconds, I'm looking at Kermit and not the guy.
Yeah,
this is like
piloting Kermit.
This is like a known phenomenon.
Magic,
like do all. Anybody who like showed up on Sesame Street or the Muppets, like all of them immediately start finding themselves. Like you go in as an adult and you're like, yeah, there's the person who's working the Muppet, and then you're like talking to
the
Kermit
Muppet.
Or talking to Elmo or whatever. And
amazing.
Like, oh, yeah.
Carol the First of Romania, King of Romania from 1839 to 1914.
There it is.
Okay,
all right,
got
let's
one.
Talk about Carol the First, too.
And yeah. Carol the Second. Don't forget him.
So there have been at least two.
We got a couple more. You know. Yeah. Are you on some Romanian footballers? I got them. A lot of Romanian dudes named Carol. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Carol's a Romanian name. Who
right.
knew?
There you go.
We're not talking about them either.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, so what's our Christmas news story, Patrick?
Okay. So... we've got a crime spree going on here
in
Texas.
And is someone stealing Christmas? Is the Grinch here?
Right.
Well, somebody is messing with your Christmas lights.
Mm. Oh.
It's probably squirrels.
Outdoor Christmas lights. Biting and chopping up your outdoor Christmas lights.
Armadillos?
We have a rampant crime spree done by bunnies.
I was thinking rats. Like, that's kind of my first.
That feels
one time in downtown Houston.
Okay, I'm just gonna say you hear crime and you think rats. Wow. Wow, Elise. Okay, I'm just gonna say.
I'm saying in Houston, one time I was like bicycling in downtown Houston, it was really pretty, and I was like, look, there's bunnies in this field. Huge rats. Yeah. Not bunnies.
I've never seen rats in Houston.
Yeah, well.
They're there.
Okay. Yeah, they're there.
Yeah, I'm just saying when you think crime and you know, bunnies can commit just as many crimes as rats
that's
can.
Fair.
Okay, just saying.
All right, yeah. Well,
police warn of bunnies going on rampant crime sprees in Texas.
Okay.
Chewing Christmas lights.
Now, Texas is really big. So which parts of Texas is
this
happening?
Is from Hutto, Texas.
Anybody know where that is?
I do know where that is.
Oh. I don't.
It is outside of Austin.
Oh. Okay, so not that far away.
Okay. Yeah.
Their high school mascot is the Hutto Hippos.
How did you know that?
I know things.
He's lived in Texas his whole life.
I
would know if there was a school in Ohio with a mascot of a hippo, too. Like
my college roommate was from Hutto.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Hutto Hippo.
Hutto Hippos. Yep.
But bunnies, not hippos, are going through the streets of
the
Hutto,
yeah.
taking down the Christmas lights.
They're anti-Christmas.
Or at least Christmas lights, yeah.
And therefore anti-Jesus, as we
probably,
know.
Probably, yeah. Heathen bunnies.
They say happy holidays.
Satan-worshipping bunnies.
Hoppy.
Happy holidays from the bunnies.
It's a truly hair-raising situation.
Oh
all right.
How many more of those do you think he's got stored away in
we'll
his
see.
Back pocket?
We'll see what happens. Here's from the Hutto Police Department.
Okay.
They commit seemingly random acts of vandalism while besmirching the reputation of our local youth.
Oh, no.
If you have light stand decorations at or near ground level, the destructive and vindictive hair will 100% bite clean through the strand, usually at the least convenient spot.
Is this one?
One bunny?
One bunny?
Just like
one hair
rogue bunny.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm maybe a gang of bunnies.
Yeah. I mean, I would prefer it being a gang of bunnies, right?
Than like one bunny?
Yeah, like one bunny just like
maybe
going through the streets. That seems nerve-wracking.
Do you think
like
it's a bunch of bunnies stacked up with a trench coat?
I like that. Though they lack the opposable thumbs and the arms to like fill out the trench
coat. I think
coat.
They just need teeth.
I think they just need more bunnies.
Yeah, the bunny for this arm, bunny for that arm. Yeah.
But then there's nothing to hold. This is, you know, common laws of physics. You got to be standing on top of the bunny below you. You can't.
Maybe the bunnies are planking on either side.
They're biting each other's rumps.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Rumps while besmirching the reputation
of
the youth.
Yeah, because teenagers are being blamed for cutting people's Christmas lights.
I mean, I would blame teenagers
bunnies.
Too.
I'm
with
that's
true.
Yeah, you see,
but what if it's
you see
the teenagers?
Teenagers? You're like, those are up to no good.
Yeah.
What if it's the teen bunnies?
Well, the teenagers have blamed it on the bunnies.
Okay.
Oh. Like, who's to say? Do we have video evidence?
Which
of these
which came first?
You know, I guess if I was a teenager caught in the act of vandalism,
like it's the bunnies.
Bunny did it. Seems like. An inspired blame
I
at the
know,
very least.
I know. Because yeah. It's really difficult to disprove, right?
It's not me. The bunny stole mom and dad's car. The bunny broke into the liquor cabinet.
Yeah,
feels like, you know.
It's drunk, vindictive bunnies.
It's a real reach. You know, I would feel better if the bunnies were drunk when they were doing this, because this thing like bunnies in their own sound mind have turned to a life of crime. That's sad. But if they're like overtaken by alcohol, that's a different
maybe
sad
they're
story.
Getting something from the
jolt. A charge. Yeah,
yeah, like of chewing through the.
I love the idea of, yeah, a roam of drunken gang of bunnies walking around. Be like, they were my best friend. Chomp.
And Santa just falls over.
Right.
I had dreams when I was a kid. Chomp.
And the candy canes go out.
Right.
All right. Well, good luck, Hutto.
Hey, and Monty Python got it right.
a village
was the rabbit.
The bunny was the bad guy. Yeah. Look at the bones. Yeah.
We need the holy hand grenade.
It's the only way to solve this crisis. Are they sending reinforcements to Hutto?
Elmer Fudd.
I don't know. Who do you send for bunnies?
Elmer Fudd.
He was never
Waskly Wabbit.
He was never particularly effective at catching the bunny, but he was.
I'll bring him in. We brought in a skilled hunter.
Right, an expert.
Yeah, the problem is the bunny puts on a wig and kind of like dances with Elmer Fudd, and he's confused. Right. He doesn't know what to do.
He's like, oh,
okay.
Should I marry it?
Things have... Am I into bunnies? Things have been forced to ask some questions. Part of that vindictive nature.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that you said vindictive in a very Elmer Fudd
vindicative.
Way. Vindicative. Waskly vindictive.
It's too bad this is going to be our least listened to episode of the year.
But Merry Christmas anyway.
That was some good stuff. All right, let's go through the Christmas Carol. We all said the Muppet one is our favorite.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Obviously. Yep.
I like Scrooged with Bill Murray, too.
I've not know that yep. I've ever seen Scrooged with yeah. Bill Murray.
I just like Bill Murray.
Me, too. Sure. Love Bill Murray.
Yeah. He's cuddly.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
What about Mickey Christmas Carol?
I mean, I remember having seen it, but it's, yeah.
Meh. It's meh. It's kind of boring.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we have a Christmas past, Christmas present, and a Christmas future.
There it is.
All right. And Elise, you're going to get to kick us off with Christmas past.
I am indeed. So
fly us away to Christmases ago.
Yeah, obviously, Christmas Carol written by Charles Dickens. Mm-hmm. So around the Victorian time frame. And so I decided to do some research on what a typical Victorian Christmas was like.
Okay.
To
kick us off. Right-o.
Sure.
Yes.
Is it weird that I assume Victorian is British?
No, I do too. Like everybody goes British Empire.
I mean, okay. So, give us a time frame. What era are we talking? Like, what actual dates?
So, 1800s.
So, I mean, like, there was definitely an America then.
This feels British.
Yeah, I agree.
We were,
I'm with you.
Pretty brand new too at that point.
Yeah, we were just in our teenage years.
Yeah, probably like fighting off the
might
bears.
Have even been tweens. Yeah,
yeah.
And blaming it on bunnies.
Right, it was the bunnies.
The bunnies threw the tea into the.
All right, so Mr. Dickens, I presume.
Mr. Dickens. So we're not actually going to get into him right this second. So apparently, this was news to me, at the beginning of the 19th century, so the very early 1800s, Christmas was not really celebrated. Like, it was not anywhere close to the holiday that we understand now, or even close to the holiday that it was towards the end of the 19th century. Mm-hmm. It was largely popularized and made into a holiday by Queen Victoria.
I love it. Thank you, Queen.
And Prince Albert, I believe.
Sure,
so
why not?
You might have him in a can.
Yep.
Right.
That's tobacco, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Rich Hout.
Yeah.
He told us.
He did. He told us why that was a joke.
Okay. Well, we just all thought it was funny without knowing what it was about.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
I just knew it was like a thing. Like, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Better let him out.
He's suffocating, yeah.
Like, what is Prince Albert in a can?
Right. But also,
it's tobacco.
Yeah. Anyway, so he apparently brought kind of the first Christmas tree to England.
Okay.
That wasn't a thing, decorating the Christmas tree. That was a German thing that he brought with him. There was a illustration. There was a painting made of them around their Christmas tree that became very popular. And then Christmas kind of took off in England after
that.
Yeah,
okay.
And then it became a recognized holiday nationally and went from there. And then in the late 1800s, the Victorians also made it into like a family thing a way that it was not previously, right?
Everybody did Christmas in their own bedroom?
Well, it was like, it became like a federally recognized holiday in that time period, where it was a day off from work, right? But then it became this kind of like feast. They did a lot of like very like rich meats, like roasted boar's head, kind of decadent, like heavy eating stuff. Yeah. And then the Christmas card really took off at the same time frame.
Sure.
Too.
We have done Christmas cards of
we
days
have,
past.
We have like crazy Victorian Christmas
and,
cards.
Yeah, when the Victorians made their Christmas cards, they made them fire.
Yeah. They're incredible. Like a little sinister and like crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's really, look that up if you haven't seen it before. I know
amazing stuff.
It.
Incredible stuff.
Yeah. 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 So just kind of interesting to me that like Christmas, what we talk about now, was not a thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Before like the beginning of the 1800s.
Yeah. Especially like American Christmas is really like 1950s. Like
right.
Yeah.
Right. So this idea that we've been celebrating Jesus' birthday every year correctly since his birth is maybe inaccurate. I don't know.
Well, so I think there's a distinction here. I think, you know, Christians and the church has recognized Christmas for a long time. The 1800s is when it kind of blew up into the kind of holiday that we celebrate now. Right? I think the churches are always, at least for an extended period of time, celebrated that as a holiday, right? And particularly as it moved into Europe and absorbed other holidays and said, this is what, you know, we're going to celebrate this now, right? You know, the churches continue to celebrate at that as a day. But yeah, absolutely. It's not like the disciples put up a Christmas tree the year after the resurrection.
And gift giving also wasn't really a thing. It's the exchange of those crazy Christmas cards.
When did gift giving come around?
Later. So I don't, not during the Victorian time period.
Victorians, not gift givers. Got it.
Yeah. Is what I found. So.
Well, tally ho to that.
That
Thank
is
you,
what a
Elise.
Christmas past might have looked
All
like.
All right. Those Christmas pasts sound kind of lame.
They do. Yeah. Roasted boar's head, though, sounds interesting.
I would try it.
Yeah.
Cheek. I've heard that cheek muscle is very tender.
You can go to HEB right now and get boar's head meats at the deli counter.
I don't think that's the same
Fake.
Thing.
The pastrami is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they do with the boar head, you know, make it into pastrami.
But. Yeah.
All right. all right. I have Christmas presents.
Yes. 2024 Christmas.
So I have two traditions.
Ooh. Is it like your personal tradition or just traditions that you...
We always like to talk about a tradition around the world.
We do. That's I just thought maybe you're like letting
so
us
I found
have a little
one,
window in your life.
A present one around the world that maybe you want to incorporate and a present one here in the United States that I think it's time to get rid of.
Okay. All right. Okay. Great. Love it.
I think we're all going to be on board with the one it's time to get rid of.
Okay.
I love to be grouchy about a tradition.
Yeah. It's a modern tradition. You already know what it is. All right. Let's talk about when you think Christmas, you think spiders.
Spiders.
I tend not to think spiders at Christmas time, but okay. Yeah. I'm interested to hear more. That's what you got.
We're talking about spider webs.
Okay.
Spider webs.
Yeah. So our Ukrainian friends.
Mm-hmm. Were they the ones who had Carol King Carol? No.
That's Romanian.
Romanian.
Okay. Never mind.
They hang spider webs on their Christmas trees.
Interesting. Oh,
that might be pretty. Maybe they like catch the light and stuff.
I think if they were like putting spiders and letting spiders do their natural work. I think that could be.
But no, then you would have a tree full of spiders, though. So.
I understand that. But to like hang spider webs.
It's like Nightmare Before Christmas.
They're kind of into the spider. All right.
Oh. Oh.
So let me tell you how it started.
Okay.
How it all right. So first, the legend of the Christmas spider.
Oh, the
This is a Pixar movie coming. Yeah. I can feel it.
Santa and his eight spiders.
Right.
Basically, a widow and her children were crying because they had no Christmas decorations on their tree.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So. The spiders
Aww.
Overnight decorated their tree with silk and spider webs.
Beautiful.
And so when
cute.
They woke up, said,
"Look at this
That's
beautiful
some
tree.
Pig."
Right.
Charles Webb.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you.
That's
but what's your, like, your first reaction when you woke up and your tree was covered with spider webs?
Burn that tree.
Right? It's like, we have an infestation. This is not a gift.
Burn that tree, maybe burn the house. Yeah. I don't know.
We need to move.
But something getting burned. Yeah.
Okay, so Ukrainian spider webs, they've carried this forward.
And so now you make spider webs and you decorate your tree.
Okay.
You also might have spiders adorning the tree.
Mm-hmm. And spider ornaments.
And in the month leading up to Christmas.
We call that December.
In Advent.
There you go. Hold on. Yep.
You can't get rid of those cobwebs. Because they're good luck.
Okay, so you don't clean any of the cobwebs. This is really like some dude who's just like, honey, no, we can't
clean
those cobwebs for the whole month.
Yeah, I know you asked me to clean.
The Christmas spider, didn't you hear? Let me tell you the story. Here's what happened,
Very
honey.
Very elaborate.
I know. I got a new one in my family. It's like, the Christmas dirty dishes. Trust me.
We can't clean them.
It's a good luck slime.
It's good luck. That's a Christmas pile of laundry. Is it clean? Is it dirty? I can't remember. Some of it's both.
That's right. So, yeah.
All right, so there you go. So that could be, you know, a Christmas around the world.
Okay.
In the present, spiders.
Okay. What's number two?
Well, one Unfortunately, since we're pre-recording this, I don't know if the goat is still up.
The Yavle goat. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to watch and find out.
And I'm going to say it. You know, once when my kids are grown and I have a lot of disposable income, I don't know where that's coming from. Probably from this podcast, I assume.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, when we make it big.
I'm flying over to burn that goat.
Okay. You're going to be the goat burner.
I'm going to burn the goat. I want to do it.
Are you going to burn the real goat or the decoy goat?
Any goat.
Just the first goat you find.
So I land in Yavle and I burn a goat immediately. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Okay. I think it's time.
Okay.
Americans. Mm. This tradition got to go.
Okay.
Especially now that I have kids that are getting older.
We're keeping the spider tradition?
I'd rather have the spider tradition.
Okay. Oh, Elf on the Shelf.
Than the Elf on the Shelf.
Yes. Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
It's time. It's got to go.
I agree.
Are either of you Elf on a Shelfers?
No.
Yeah, nope. Nor am I. Yeah.
And I, my kids are young enough still that their friends aren't Elf. You know, maybe they are, maybe they're not. They're not talking about it.
Sure.
But that's what I'm most afraid of. I'm afraid that my child is going to come home and say, like, they have an Elf. Why don't we?
Because Santa doesn't love you.
Yeah, mine has already done that.
You weren't good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
if you were better behaved.
I'm going to say, if the Elf is there to keep an eye on you, if you're good or bad, like, you're good enough. You did it.
No, that's not nearly threatening enough. That's far too positive. Like encouraging your kids and stuff. What fun is that?
Yeah. I mean, at the time of recording, we're entering the Christmas season. I'm getting a lot of Instagram reels of, like, all the things you could do with the Elf on a Shelf. I want to do any of those things. There's a lot of work to make these little elves. And nowadays, you can't even be like, okay, the elf is in a new place. They're elaborate tableaus that this elf is up to.
Yes.
Yeah, it's incredible. I think it's
time. It's not incredible. It's despairing, right? Like, it's just,
Yeah. We got to just put an end to this. Let's all band together and say no more Elf on the Shelf.
What's the elf's name? Or do they all have different names, don't they?
You name your own elf. Yeah.
That's not right. Elves, we should not be naming elves. They have their own names. We should honor their identity as given to them by the Lord and Savior, Santa Claus, Jesus Christ. I don't know. Did Jesus die for elves? Is this the resurrection?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Just like angels are not included in the redemptive power of Jesus.
Okay.
Do you think elves are going to hell?
Almost certainly.
Without a doubt.
Which, I mean, Santa elf, Keeble elf, Lord of the Rings elf. Which is most likely to go to heaven? I think it's Lord of the Rings elf.
That's fair. Probably. They have really good hair.
They have their own version of heaven, the Grey Havens.
Yeah. And they like have their own version of like God figures, the Valor or whatever.
I can.
They're definitely the most religious of those three.
So. Yeah, sure. Yeah. The Keebler elves, godless.
They at least have cookies.
They do. Yeah. They've sold their soul to sweets.
They're hedonists.
Oh, there
you go. Keebler elves.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all that matters is cookie pleasure. You know?
All right, so
I have one last.
Okay, one last thing.
I don't know if you knew this. There's a Hanukkah version of Elf on the Shelf.
I did know that. Yeah,
no.
Called Minch on a Bench.
What?
Yeah,
and it's like a little rabbi.
Yep.
I don't know if he has the same elaborate tableaus as an Elf on a Shelf, but Minch on a Bench.
I mean, you'll have to do it for 8 nights rather than like.
That's true.
Or I don't know. Do you have to do it for like a month leading up to Hanukkah and then through this all 8 nights? I don't know.
This is the best reason. To get rid of Advent, too. Be like, the elf isn't here. Why would he be here?
Right.
It's not Christmas yet.
The elf has nothing to do with Advent. Nobody's saying, like, this is my Advent elf. Nobody says that.
Advent is pre-Christmas.
I understand that. Advent is the opposite of the elf. Advent
I love
is
this yearly fight about Advent.
It's our favorite tradition on the podcast. This is past, present, and future. Right.
Merry Christmas, everyone. The annual Advent fight.
All right, give us to the future.
All right, so Christmas future. So you may be aware that AI... is in our future.
I use ChatGPT
for this.
This podcast.
I'm actually ChatGPT.
So I want to know, in the future, will robots and or AI celebrate Christmas?
Mm.
What do we think? And the reason that I got this right, so I was listening to an episode of another podcast, and they were talking about the economics of AI and like how it's affecting the workforce and things like that. And at one point, I was like thinking to myself, it's like, yeah, but what can robots not do? And in my mind, I immediately was like, well, a robot can't be a pastor. And it's like, well, why couldn't a robot be a pastor?
There is one we talk about.
I know. But I was like, what makes me distinct that a robot could not do? Like, what makes me? And I was like, okay, it's my ability to think independently about God and faith. Like, that's the thing that makes me different than AI. Because AI, at least as it exists now, doesn't have the ability to think independently. It's always pulling from other things, right? Mm-hmm. It can't have an original thought. It's already always like putting other information together. So that got me off on this Christmas idea. Will robots celebrate Christmas in the future?
I asked ChatGPT.
What did ChatGPT say?
Sure. Let's go to the source.
Okay, yeah. ChatGPT, will you celebrate Christmas in the future?
I said, do you celebrate Christmas? Yeah. I asked ChatGPT.
Yeah.
ChatGPT says, I don't celebrate Christmas myself, but I can certainly help with Christmas-related topics.
Lame.
So I'm saying is ChatGPT?
Atheist?
Pagan.
Pagan, right.
Burn the witch.
throw ChatGPT in a river, see if it floats. Yeah, that's the only option.
This is a good question. Do androids dream of electric sheep? That's a that's what Blade Runner is based on. A book, a science fiction book called that. You know, but like, yeah, will androids, by nature of being around humans,
will they develop,
absorb our own traditions?
And faith, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, will androids have a faith in something beyond themselves?
Well, evidently, ChatGPT does not. Maybe that's the next step, proselytizing to ChatGPT.
Ooh,
well,
yeah.
So I had time on my hands. And so one of my thoughts about this was that, like, we, right, are made in the image of God. That's how we understand humanity, as being made in the image of God. And so AI is then made in the image of humans, essentially, right, by human hands in trying to replicate what we're able to do. And so does that make them, like, a degraded Xerox of humanity, right?
Sure.
So it's like it's never going to achieve image of God status. And so in the same way, it's never going to like need salvation, right? It's never going to achieve that status of like, I'm going to believe in God in my own independent way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I land. But I don't know if that's right.
I thought we were going like, are we gods to the machines?
Well, yeah, I think we are. Yeah, but I think that's like a false place to put us ourselves in, right? Yeah. Right.
Like, I think the machines have seen enough humanity. They're like, nah.
Yeah, that
I'm out.
I don't think so. Yeah.
They know everything that's on the internet, so they're definitely like, I'm good.
Yep.
We're more like the Roman gods than like, you know.
Sure.
Right. You know. Well, they're like, what is happening?
Yeah, filled with like, our own like petty infighting. And
But some cool narratives. That's
Some cool stuff. Right. Yeah. Making dudes roll boulders up a hill.
Yeah.
Don't trust a swan.
Yeah. Appearing as a swan to young maidens.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know how it works. Right. I've seen swan.
You ever walk past a swan and be like, maybe.
I get it.
Okay. Get it. They're mean.
Right.
Swans are super mean.
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
All right, well, ChatGPT currently does not celebrate Christmas.
I personally take a sigh of relief at that.
In fairness, I'm asking in November, so maybe like it's too early.
Yeah.
I set up my Christmas tree after Thanksgiving, that's like you're supposed to.
I would have loved if ChatGPT came back with that. Like, I don't celebrate Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
Right.
How dare
you
ask me?
Yeah. One thing at a time.
That would be amazing.
I'm a Thanksgiving originalist. Yeah, traditionalist. Yeah. Yes, yeah. And I think Patrick had the best plate.
ChatGPT doesn't know what's on your plate.
It knows.
We haven't put that on the internet yet.
At the time of listening, we have, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, well, that's our Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All the things to you and yours. May your
You want to plug our services here?
I am going to plug our services. I was getting there. Okay. Yeah. May your I had a whole thing and now I lost. All right, come to Christmas. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fantastic.
When?
You can come December 24th. You can come on Christmas Eve. We'll have worship here at Lord of Life 2, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock. You can come.
We appreciate.
That's right.
Yeah. Jesus.
That's right. Any of those
Baby
times,
Jesus.
We'll be here. You can stream our services online. So if you're like, man, I really wish that Lord of Life had a midnight service, you, my friend, can stay up till midnight and watch whatever service you want, and you will have a midnight service. You're welcome.
Hang out in the parking lot at midnight.
And stream the service from the parking lot. Yeah. Go nuts. That's your choice. I will be asleep, hopefully.
Yeah.
But we'd love to see you over the holiday time. And I think that's all we got. So have a happy Christmas, everybody.
You bet. Stay safe from those bunnies.
Yeah, the
yes,
bunnies
the
and
bunnies
the Christmas spiders.
No good.
Watch out for
no,
them,
no.
too.
Christmas spiders bring good luck.
I'm still going to keep a weary eye. Also, AI, keep a weary eye on that one.
Yeah. Someone we should probably be the most.
I don't know what that's. Yeah, of the threats mentioned on this podcast. Bunnies first.
I think Elf on the Shelf first.
Right.
Elf on the Shelf, bunnies, AI. Yeah, there we go.
All right. Spider. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Not next week. In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks with more Beyond Sunday.